Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Well, we posted on Facebook the magnificent handiwork of Miss Claire Garvey, which is features on the current Irish Miss Universe entrant, if you like to call her that. 21-year-old Cork model called... Oh, gosh, Lisa Madden. There it is. Good. So we've hunted her down. Claire Garvey, good morning.
Hello, lovely to talk to you.
Likewise. We had great dreams of talking to you this morning, and now dreams have come true.
That's it. Well, I've been dreaming of Celtic spirals all night, so...
Yeah, listen, congratulate. That is some piece of work.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I just kept making it bigger and bigger. I figure you might as well be dramatic in these things, you know?
Tell me, yeah, no, you're quite right. The nature of the category in this outfit scenario in Miss Universe was what exactly?
It's basically to do something inspired by your country.
Yes.
So as extravagant as you can. And I decided to kind of do a Celtic warrior based on the Book of Kells and the Tara Brooch, rather than the usual kind of diddly-eye Irish thing. I wanted to do something a bit more empowered looking.
Yeah, well, it's kind of got, I was saying earlier on, it's like Princess Xena meets the Book of Kells meets, oh good lord, I don't know what, with the boots and everything. There's a bit of raunch thrown in there too, which is always good.
It's a bit like Don't Mess With Me, you know, and that's a typical Irish woman, you know.
So Grania, well, I mean, who knew? But you're obviously going down that road.
Well, I mean, I've done an awful lot of different costumes for things. So I've just finished stuff for Nile Rodgers and Chic as well, which is great. So I've just sent them off some jackets for big events coming up as well. So, yeah, I'm always looking for different things to do, you know.
We love Nile Rodgers because he was on the late, and we had a great night with him and his band afterwards. But tell us a little bit about how he found out about you and how that happened, the Irish connection.
It was absolutely bizarre. A friend of mine, Cassandra O'Connell, sent him some pictures of my designs, and next thing I knew, the two girls from Chic were in the shop.
Get away. They're great, aren't they?
Yeah.
They must be so much fun to dress.
Yeah, but that was absolutely brilliant. So I did them for a gig in Ulster, and then 2 days later I got a phone call saying, can you design stuff for the X Factor? And you have 2 days to do it. And of course I went, yeah, no problem. So I ended up in the X Factor with Nile Rodgers and designing for him and the girls. So that was an incredible experience.
Great. Where did you study?
I studied in the National College of Art, but then I did a master's in Russia.
Great.
In costume design, which I had absolutely no knowledge of Russian, and I was in a class just full of Russian people, so it was a good training ground anyway.
Well, what a fascinating place to go in terms of opening your eyes artistically and aesthetically.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, they used to make theatre pieces made out of crochet, the whole stage sets, and we got to see kind of how to make the corsets and everything.
Yeah.
And it's a real tough place, you know, it certainly toughens you up. For a little Irish girl, I'd never lived away from home before, so the snow and the cold, I came back a bit stronger, Celtic warrior, you know.
Yeah, you went out a girl and came home a woman.
Well, that's another story.
Well, I wasn't sure, you know. Well, if you want to get into that, by all means, do. You have a shop.
I'm only joking.
I know you are. Oh, yeah, you have a shop now, Claire. Tell us, where is it?
I have a shop. I've had my shop in Cowes Lane in Temple Bar for the last 14 years.
Yeah.
So it's mostly made to measure that we do kind of weddings and bizarre things as well. Anything anyone wants, really.
What does it have a name, or is it just a door on the
it's
wall?
It's Claire Garvey.
There you go. Took you years to come up with that name.
I honestly was thinking of all sorts of things. I thought simple, since my designs are so elaborate, I'd go simple for the shop, you know.
Okay, well, I'm definitely going to pop into your shop next time I'm in that part of the city, because I just love your stuff. I'd love to see more. They're works of art.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
So hopefully you'll see Nile Rodgers, fingers crossed, wearing them in something big soon.
I have no doubt, and I hope that this is just the beginning of, well, not beginning, sure, you're hardly an overnight sensation, but I just hope I hope it gets bigger and better for you, Claire. It's great to see an Irish designer doing well, and continued success to you.
You're very kind. Thanks
nice
a million.
Nice to talk to you.
Take care. Thanks
very much. Yes, Claire Garvey, you haven't seen the dress I'm talking about. It is a remarkable piece of work.